HBO renews Woke Bomani Jones sports show despite disastrous ratings. By Warner Todd Houston on May 4, 2022. HBO has announced that it has handed a second season to the woke Adam McKay-produced weekly late-night show Game Theory with Bomani Jones, despite its bottom-dwelling ratings. Ahead of its six-episode freshman season in March, Jones described the series as a show about sports and a show about me. What we're doing with this is, we're starting with what I think about stuff and then we go from there to figure out the best way to illustrate it. And there's going to be some variability in the different ways that we do it. Sometimes it might be using a sketch that we write out and have other people act. Sometimes it might be something that's me, Jones added. But it's got to be a show where everything that you see has a point to it. Now, according to Deadline, Jones is going to get a second season to do his show about me. Bomani's perspective on sports comes from a great base of knowledge, unexpected insights, and a sharp sense of humor. He shows us a different side of the conversation. Why it's important and why we should care, Nina Rosenstein, EVP of HBO programming said in a statement. He's only just scratched the surface, and we're looking forward to seeing what else he has up his sleeve. But as Newsbusters managing editor Curtis Hauck told Fox News Digital, the show has had the worst ratings of all of HBO's original programming. Jones's show premiered on March 13 with a dismal turnout of only 155,000 total viewers. The second week, the audience fell to only 53,000 total viewers, meaning everyone who tuned in for HBO's newest and highly publicized offering could fit inside even the smallest NFL stadium in America, Fox News Digital noted. The following five episodes fared even worse. Most episodes averaged about 109,000 viewers, while episode 3 only earned 98,000. Jones's ratings were so bad, according to OutKick's Bobby Burek, that he lost to A2AM infomercial on CNBC three times. Game Theory, of course, is less about games and more about race. The series has been one long, drawn-out exercise in woke race-baiting. Burek noted that Jones is getting breaks other personalities have not been afforded at HBO. HBO is transparent about its racial biases. For evidence, HBO canceled Bill Simmons' similarly formatted Any Given Wednesday program that drew more than double Jones's average, at about 200,000 viewers a week, in 2016, Burek wrote on Tuesday. Jones epitomizes the fall of the media, Burek added. No one likes him. He has now drawn all-time lows for ESPN Radio, ESPN Television and HBO. Yet he continues to step over his more worthy counterparts on the account of his racial privilege. No one in sports media history has ever failed more, and been rewarded more than Bomani Jones and criticized less, OutKick boss Clay Travis told Fox. Why is that? Because media is afraid if they criticize Bomani Jones they will be called racist. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.